Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Live the Promise. There are many more podcasts available up on the website at myfaithradio.com, and your support makes this possible. Thank you. So much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. So glad you tuned in. Hope you're having a great day. Well, I'm excited about today's show because we started doing this, I want to say, a couple months ago. I heard from you, and you loved it. You know how we do these monthly features with certain guests. We have redemption stories with Liz Curtis Higgs. We've got Bible answers with Ron Rhodes. Well, we've got something called Songs and Verses, where we hear from you, and you call in, and you tell us what songs are ministering to you these days, what verses are ministering to you these days. And if you're driving and you don't know the reference and you just kind of know the gist of the verse, we will look it up. But I want to know what's replaying in your head and keeping you strong these days. The phone lines are open. We've got a stack of books. I'd love to get a book into your hands. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Or email Susie at myfaithradio.com. So you know how every time I have a guest on every single day, I ask him, is there a verse that God's been speaking to you about these days? And it's just a great way to see that God's word is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. Well, when you call in and you say, John 10:10's been speaking to me these days, and you explain why, you will be amazed to know that many, many who are listening are strengthened by your words. So don't minimize the fact that God's speaking to you because he wants to speak through you. So here's the number again, 877-933-2484, 877-93-FAITH, or email Susie at myfaithradio.com. I want to kind of camp on the Easter story for this edition of Songs and Verses, but really the whole gospel is the Easter story. So if there's any aspect of your faith journey that God's just been speaking to you about, let me hear from you. But otherwise, I'm going to read some excerpts from one from my book, Uncommon Woman, another one from a devotional called Sparkling Gems, and just going to visit the journey that Jesus took to the cross. I also had Matt line up some of my favorite Easter songs that just sort of reflect what it is that Jesus did for us, what he accomplished for us on the cross. The first one I'm going to play in just a moment is by Selah, titled Were You There? Nobody sings that song like they do. I do need to tell you, I was in Chicago this last weekend for the Willow Creek Women's Retreat, and I mean, pretty much without fail, I present the gospel at one of my sessions at these events. And because of time constraints, I didn't this time, okay? So I'd done three sessions. I was going to go up one more time and help lead them in communion and call it a day. And I was so troubled that, I mean, I wanted to be mindful of their schedule. They had small groups after my session. Then they had lunch and they had other things. So I didn't want to overstay my welcome on the stage. And I was watching the clock, so I stepped down. Well, then I whispered to the host and I said, I always give the gospel message and I didn't this time. And she said, have you ever heard the D.L. Moody story? And I said, no. What? I mean, I love him, but tell me. And she said, there was one night because of time constraint that he didn't present the gospel message. And it happened to be the night of the Chicago fires. And he determined never again would he withhold, because of time constraints, an opportunity to present the gospel. So I marched right back up on that stage and I said, before we do communion, I want to give you an opportunity. And I presented the gospel. Would you believe 20 hands went up in the air like that? Boy, it was a lesson for me never, never to postpone till tomorrow what you can do today as it relates to the kingdom of God. So, so important. Today is the day of salvation. And if you are somebody listening today and you've never made that decision to trust Christ with your eternity, I pray that you will. Today's the day. R.T. Kendall says, just because you are sensing something from God today doesn't mean you're going to sense that same thing tomorrow. You really want to respond to him today, right? So this is what we're doing, songs and verses. Want to hear from you. Is there a verse God's been speaking to you about? Is there a song that's been ministering to your heart? Matt is pretty quick on the board, and if he can find the song, he will indeed find it. We've got Brianna calling in from Minnetonka. How you doing, Brianna?
Good. How are you doing?
I am doing pretty well. So good to hear from you. So is there a song or a verse you can tell us about today?
A verse.
A verse. Which one is it?
I was just reading last week in Isaiah 64, and then our pastor this Sunday preached on part of the passage as well about how does God not bring about labor to bring about a birth? And it just kind of has been a reminder this spring with all things coming new and being 2 weeks away from my own due date. Mm. And just that feeling that God doesn't, there's sometimes things in life get really, really, really hard. And if we're following in faith, God doesn't bring that about for no reason. There's always a purpose in it, and he's bringing about a new birth. And so sometimes when it's the hardest and it feels like we just want to give up, that's the time that there's about to be something to be birthed in us and through us, and that hope of newness.
Wow. That, Brianna, is, I think, I'm quite sure, a word for somebody listening today. And I was just reading in my devotional, was it, I think it was yesterday morning, how these storms that we hate so much, that are so hard, that we're, it feels like it's a dark valley of the shadow, how do we know that that very storm isn't wiping away the enemy, revealing lies that God wants to get rid of so that he can bring you to that new place? And wow,
yeah.
So powerful. I've got this book, Risky Gospel, Abandon Fear and Build Something Awesome, and that book is going to you today. How does that sound?
Oh, thank you. That sounds really amazing. That sounds awesome. Thank you, Susie.
Oh, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you. God bless you, dear.
Thank you.
All right. We've got Gary checking in from St. Cloud. How are you today, Gary?
I'm well. And you?
I'm doing well as well. So do you have a verse or a song you can share today?
Well, two. Well, one of each. They kind of go together.
Good.
Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will help thee, yea, I will strengthen thee, and I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And the song is I Will Praise You in the Storm by Casting Crowns. And the reason they resonate with my heart is because my wife and I, of 36 years, are in a terrible battle. And I just know that the Lord is going to take us through. Yeah. And on the other side of this, his word says that he will turn all things to good.
Yeah.
So I'm just holding on to him. Hmm. Waiting for him to work out the details.
Wow, Gary, can I pause and pray for you for just a moment?
Certainly.
Well, Lord, I pray for Gary and his wife, and I pray that you would that your kingdom would come and your will would be done in this marriage, through this marriage, in and through their lives, in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that you would turn the table on that enemy, and what he meant for evil, you would turn to good. That they who are planting the seeds and watering them with their tears would come through this place with a harvest in their arms, shouting with shouts of joy. Father, you are good. Your promises are true, and you will make a way for them. And I thank you that Gary's song is to praise you in the storm, because that is the place where heroes are born. That is the place where our faith is strengthened. Thank you that Gary's not abandoning his faith. He's hanging on to you. We just love you, Lord. In your name, amen.
Amen.
So, Gary, I have the book, Wake the Bride, Facing These Last Days with Your Eyes Wide Open. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful.
Excellent. So, Matt, do we have that song? We've got it. Matt's wonderful. We're going to play that song. Gary's song is Casting Crowns, Praise You in the Storm. Let's listen in.
Down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain. right here and raise me up again. But my strength is almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find you? But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through. Mercy falls. I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away.
We're going to pause here, take a short break. Keep those calls coming. What songs, what verses are speaking to you today? Remember, you don't need to know the reference if you don't have it. If you're driving, give us your best shot. I'll find it for you. 877-933-2484. 877-93-FAITH. Don't go away. Back in a moment. Tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. This is one of these new monthly features. I think this is our second or third time doing it. We've heard from you that you love this. You know how I ask my guest every day, is there a verse God's been speaking to you about today? Well, that question is for you today. Is there a verse that God's been speaking to you about? Is there a song that he's been using to minister to you? I'd love to know. I'm focusing a bit on Easter today, but I don't want you to feel obligated to have it be an Easter quote-unquote song, because the whole gospel is the Easter message, you know? In fact, Danielle, listening in from Indiana, wrote, "Trust in You by Lauren Daigle has been speaking to me so profoundly. In any circumstance I face, I know I can trust Jesus. The song is such a reminder that I am not in control and there is no need to worry." Maybe you needed to hear that today, what Danielle had to say, that you're not in control, but God is. He is the one who's on his throne. He's got you, and his yoke is easy. His burden is light. Something I have learned is that when my yoke is heavy and my burden is unbearable, it's because something is attached to what God has assigned to me that he's not assigned to me, something I'm carrying that he's not asked me to. Maybe it's a perspective, an attitude, a worry, a fear, or white-knuckling something. This might be a good day to open your hands and surrender and just say, "I'm going to trust you, Lord." We're going to play Lauren Daigle's "I Trust You" in just a second here. I want to say, Danielle, the book I'm getting to you is The Land Between, Finding God in Difficult Transitions. Love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. Here's Lauren Daigle's "I Trust in You."
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need
tomorrow brings. It's not a day yet you have not seen. So in all things be my life and bread. I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less.
When you don't move the mountain, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. You are my strength and comfort. You are my steady hand. You are my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Your ways are always higher, your plans are always good. There's not a place where I go you've not already said. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the
Danielle, thanks for sharing. Great, great song. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. We're doing the songs and verses thing today where we hear from you. Tell me, is there a song that's strengthening your heart these days? Is there a verse that's been speaking to you these days? Again, if you're driving and you don't know the reference, please don't worry one single bit. Just call in. Give us the gist of it. I will find it and I will read it. Love to know why that verse, why that song is speaking to you, because then you know what? It speaks to somebody else and it strengthens somebody else. That's how we do this thing of community in the body of Christ. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. I'm going to read an excerpt from my book, The Uncommon Woman. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, just I pondered that and I thought about what that must have been like for him, knowing that this evil plan was in full motion behind his back. And how does he respond, especially in light of today? We are reacting all over the place, but Jesus made not one move apart from the Father. He never reacted. He always responded to the Father and did the next thing that God told him to. And I just want to just share just my perspective on that night. And this is from my book, The Uncommon Woman. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took the bread and he broke it. He thanked God as he said to his disciples, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." On that same night, Jesus lifted up the cup of wine. He thanked his Father and said, "This is my blood poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins, a token of the new and everlasting covenant. Do this in remembrance of me." Though his betrayal was in motion, he served communion. He reclined at the table in the presence of his enemy. Jesus knew that in a few short hours he would face rejection, torture, and execution. And with the longing and passion of his humble heart, he looked forward to getting his disciples around the table for the sake of communion. Before his followers had a chance to be traumatized by the devil's evil schemes, Jesus put a flag in the ground. In so many words, he said to them, "Remember this, remember us. Remember that the enemy has not taken my life. I have freely given it. Remember that though your badness once disqualified you, the Father's goodness has saved you. This is the new covenant. Remember that though I'm well aware of what lies ahead of me on the cross, my deepest desire beforehand is to be with you, to break bread with you, and remind you that my promises are true. Though schemes are being devised behind my back, I want you, my beloved ones, to see my face." Oh, the love of Jesus. How many times do you suppose that night was replayed in the minds of the disciples? Did the impact of Jesus' actions have an increasingly greater place in their lives as they grew in their faith over the years? And what does this scene have to do with prayer versus pettiness? I just can't get this phrase out of my mind. On the night he was betrayed, he took the bread and broke it, saying, "This is my body given up for you." As if that night was one seamless, kingly piece of fabric, Jesus served, he loved, and amidst the plan against his own life, he reminded us to remember him. Outside, the soldiers were receiving their orders to find and capture a rebel. Inside, the King of the universe was preparing to go to the cross. Empty accusations, kingdom response. Think about that. Empty accusations, kingdom response. I want to see if we can squeeze in Carrie's call right before the break. Hey, Carrie, how are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks. How about you?
I'm doing well, and we got to be out to break in about a minute and a half, but I want to get your verse. What is it today?
It's 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8.
Okay.
That's two verses.
Can you share it?
It's especially fitting this time of year, too, like you mentioned with the resurrection, because that's when Paul was saying, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. Not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing." That's what I like to think of, is there sure isn't many that seem to be really anxious and loving his appearing.
Wow.
I'd like to encourage people to be looking forward to that day. Glorious day.
Indeed, indeed, Carrie. Thank you for that. In fact, I'm going to give you Carter Conlon's book, The 180-Degree Christian, Serving Jesus in a Culture of Excess. This thing will rock your world. I hope you enjoy it, Carrie.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling today. God bless you, sir. Excellent call. Love that. Don't you love God's word? I mean, didn't you need to hear that word that Carrie just shared with us? This is why we're doing this. We're going to pause here and take a break. Courage, I see you. I want to chat with you. I hope you can hold. We're going to break for just about a minute and a half or so. And Ellen from Madison, I'd love to talk with you as well. Courage is like one of my favorite names for somebody. Isn't that a great name? Keep those calls coming. 877-933-2484. 877-93-FAITH or email Susie@myfaithradio.com. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. I always love these shows when you are my special guest and you call in and I get to hear from you what God is saying to you these days, what songs and verses are ministering to you, and what are you just playing in your head over and over again when you need to just strengthen yourself in the Lord. That's what I want to know. We're doing these once a month songs and verses where you share a verse or you share a song. Here's the number, 877-933-2484. Courage is checking in from Brooklyn Park. My friend Courage, how are you today?
I am doing wonderful, Susie. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I've been traveling, so I'm a little tiny bit weary, but I'm super happy and joyful as well. So, yeah, I'm doing well.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So you got a verse for me, sir?
The voice that I have to share, this is the voice that I learned when I was like 5 years old. And it's been taking me through. It was so much alive when I was 5 years old, and it's still alive even today. And that's 1 Peter 5:7. The Lord said, "Casting all your care upon me, for I care for you." And when you think about that voice, I mean, and I want those who get fishing to think about it this way, then those who have checkbook to look at it this way. As a fisherman would just cast his net. He's not holding back anything. He just threw it out there. And God is in the same with whatever our heart desires are, whatever problem we will be going through, we should get cast it on him. Mm-hmm. And I also see this as an open check. what the Lord Jesus signed, and said, write anything there, because I care for you. And a song that I think about in connection to that is the hymn that said, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and grief to bear. Especially that sense of that I say, oh, what a need of being we bear, all because we do not take it to the Lord in prayer. So anyone who is other who's faced with a problem or faced with a situation and you just don't know what to do, here is what God is saying to you today. Cast all your care upon me, for I care for you.
Beautiful courage. Thank you so much. The book I'm going to send to you is titled Risky Gospel, Abandon Fear and Build Something Awesome. You're going to love this book, Courage. Thanks for calling in today.
You're welcome, Susan. You take care. And bless you for the great work that you continue to do.
And thank you for constantly being an encourager to my heart. Thank you. Bless you, dear brother.
Amen.
Amen. All right. We've got, Ellen from Madison. How are you today, Ellen?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Well, tell me, do you have a verse or a song to share with us today?
Verse and a little story, truth story that goes with it. Isaiah 54 kept opening up to me for months and months, and I didn't understand why. And we got a phone call that my son had put a bullet through his head.
Oh.
And we flew out, and he did not die.
Wow.
We brought him home. When I got home, I opened it up, and the words just stood out. No weapon formed against you shall succeed. And I sat down and said, Lord, you really mean it. I had put my son in God's hands many years prior. And it happened when he was 22. He's now 55, and he lives by himself. He has people to check on him because he's brain injured, obviously. But it just, when I sat down and opened the Bible again, Lord, you really mean it. No weapon formed against you shall succeed.
Wow, Ellen. And just such an amazing story that God would get you ready by pointing you to a passage that you didn't even know that you would need. But he was putting that promise in your heart ahead of time.
Yeah.
So powerful, Ellen. And God bless you. And may God do wonders in your son. The book I just grabbed for you is titled Side by Side, Walking with Others in Wisdom and Love. I just think God's going to use you more and more in the days ahead. This is a great, great book. I hope you enjoy it.
I'm sure I will.
Thank you, dear. Thanks for calling. Bless you.
Sure.
Wow. Amazing. Okay, Elizabeth is checking in from Grand Forks. How are you, Elizabeth?
Fine.
Good. Thanks for calling today.
You're welcome.
You doing all right?
Yes.
So do you have a song or a verse for me today?
One of the verses was, for the joy that laid before him, he endured the cross. And I'm not quite even sure where the location. I thought Grace thought maybe in Hebrews.
It's Hebrews 12, yep.
And one of the things that the Lord helps me with is singing praise songs to him when you're kind of going through struggles. And one of the last praise songs that the Lord gave me was, oh God, you are my God, that I will always praise you. Should I sing a little bit of it?
Sure, you can sing a little bit of it.
You know, oh God, you are my God, and I will always praise you. Oh, God, you are my God, and I will always praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step, you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days.
That is wonderful, and you're completely on tune, and you're so gutsy to sing on live radio. I love it. Thank you, Elizabeth. I'm going to give you the book, Beautiful Feet, Unleashing Women to Everyday Witness. It's all about just being who you are and letting God use you to reach others for Christ. I hope that...
thank you so much.
God bless you, Elizabeth. Thanks for calling.
God bless you, too.
How sweet. So sweet. All right. Now, the song, one of the songs that it just ministers to me so much, especially at this time of year, is Were You There by Selah. And I pray you can just settle in and listen in, because this, to me, is a sacred, powerful song. Let's listen.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? And were you there when they laid his precious body in the tomb? Oh, sometimes it causes me tremble. And were you there when they laid him in the tomb? But were you there when he rose from the grave?
Absolutely amazing, don't you think? That's Selah, Were You There? It's Songs and Verses today, taking your calls, hearing about songs and verses that are strengthening your heart. Shar is checking in from Richfield. Hey, Shar, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good. Do you have a verse or a song for us?
I do. It starts with Galatians 6:9, which I heard a radio program talking about that verse, which starts out, "Let us not become weary in doing good."
Mm-hmm.
And they're explaining the difference between being weary and tired.
You heard that on this show.
Tired is something you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tired is something you can sleep and fix, but weary is in your soul.
Yep, the voices you're listening
thinking,
to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I started thinking, oh, that's me. I am weary.
Mm.
So I just prayed it to God. I just told him, God, I am so weary right now. I have a close relative that I've been praying for salvation for tens of years. And I have a Bible study group that's been really struggling. And it made me weary.
Yeah.
But God is so good. That was on a Monday that I prayed that to him. And on a Tuesday, I got an email from a friend that was so uplifting and well-timed. On Wednesday, I got a text from someone close to that was very uplifting and totally a God thing. On Thursday, I met a friend in the bathroom at work who had a good word for me to lift me up. And I'm thinking Friday there must have been something, but I missed it.
Hmm.
Because on Saturday, God gave me the end of the verse in a email, Bible Gateway or Faith Gateway email.
Yeah.
That the only thing it said was the end of the verse was, "For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up."
Hmm.
And I
amazing.
Thought, oh, it's so like God.
Yeah.
It gives me the end of the verse at the end of the week with the promise for the weary, downhearted part that I was praying at the beginning. And he says, look, if you don't give up, you get to reap a harvest. And I just, oh, I've been telling everybody about it because I keep thinking, thank you, God, you heard my weariness and you answered it day by day by day by day.
Absolutely amazing. And he's so good that way. Wow, I'm so blessed that you were encouraged and that God lifted your chin and gave you a new perspective and put a new song in your heart. I'm looking at my stack of books here. I'm going to grab this one, A Woman's Guide to Knowing What You Believe, and I'll send that one to you. How does that sound?
Fabulous. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call today. Bless you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Love how God came through for her. Excellent. Okay, Matt, you got to tell me where to go next. Number three, Timothy from St. Paul. How are you today, Timothy?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Susie.
Yes. Glad you called in. What, do you have a verse or a song for us today?
A verse, and it sure goes well, I think, with the previous caller about being weary. Psalm 27, 13 through 14. Yet I am confident that I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living.
Amen.
Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. And sometimes just waiting on the Lord when you've been given a word from the Lord and just waiting on him patiently is so difficult, but we need to stand strong. That's exactly what the previous caller was talking about. Just remaining faithful, believing that we will see his goodness and the promises that he has given us.
Timothy, your word is not only for the gal that just called, but for many listening who aren't calling in, because so many people are in that land in between waiting for the promise. And Timothy, I was just talking about this at a retreat this week and talking about those four soils that Jesus, the parable of the sower, and how the first soil is this hardened soil. And I kind of look at that as the unguarded life where the seed falls. The person doesn't see the value of it, so the enemy snatches it up. But then that next soil has got a little bit of turned over soil, so seed goes in and life comes up. But as soon as hard times hit, it's just uprooted. And I feel like that is the immature life, where as soon as the storms hit, people get offended with God and they walk away. And I hear in you a man who's saying, I'm putting my flag in the ground. I'm not moving from this place. God has made me a promise, and I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Timothy,
I will.
You will. And I just feel like that is where faith heroes are made, in those places of the storm, where that's where your faith is tested and it's being proven, Timothy, and you're speaking it out for others to hear. It's so good. Well,
yes, and I would have to say that God has just answered too many prayers in my lifetime for me to give up on him.
Indeed.
He has just been so faithful.
Mm.
So
good.
He gets all the glory. I sure don't.
Mm. Well, he's a proud father. Let me tell you that, Timothy. And the title of the book I'm going to send to you is The 180-Degree Christian, Serving Jesus in a Culture of Excess. You are going to love this book. I hope you do anyway.
Thank you, Susie.
God bless you
and the work you do for the Lord.
Mm, thank you. Honored to do it. We have to pause and take a break. Lynn, I see you. I want so much to talk with you. And TJ, hope you guys can hang on. This has just been awesome, awesome. Matt said last time we did this, we got to dedicate 2 hours next time. We might just have to do that. Songs and verses today. What song, what verse is speaking to you? Remember, you don't need to know the reference. I've got a computer right here. I can look it up for you. But whatever is ministering to you, chances are great it's going to minister to someone else as well. 877-933-2484 or email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com.
He is the Lord.
We are so blessed. We live in a free country. We can worship God without fear for our lives. We've got access to the internet with Bible study helps. Most of us have five Bibles in our home. We can open that Bible and read and preach His Word. We can be in His presence. And then we've got God's presence and His promises that He'll never leave or forsake us. So glad you tuned in today. This is the Songs and Verses Day, where you are my special guest, sharing the songs and verses God's using to keep you strong. And as you testify to what God is saying to you and how He's encouraging you, thousands of others listening today are encouraged by you. So I want to hear from you, and I see the calls coming in. Hope we can get to all of you before the end of the show. Got Lynn checking in from Daytona Beach, Florida. Hey, Lynn, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for holding. I appreciate your patience so much.
I love your show.
I'm so glad. I love being here every day. So I can't wait to hear what God's been teaching you these days.
I like that song by, I think it's Colton Dixon, You Have Been My God
Through All of It. Oh, I love that song too. Why do you love that song?
Well, because I've had some good times and I've had some hard times. Mm. But through it all, He's been there for me. And He spoke to my heart one day when I was sitting on the edge of the bed thinking about committing suicide because my son died. And He spoke to me and He said, you can turn away from me and let the devil have victory, or you can turn towards me and let me help you. And so that's what I did.
Wow. Oh, Lynn, can I pause and pray for you right now?
Sure. Yes.
Dear Jesus, thank you for my precious sister, Lynn. And I thank you, God, for speaking to her in such a clear way that she heard you. And Father, we just ask you to surround her with grace and peace and joy and a sense of purpose. Father, you're not finished with her yet. The fact that she has breath in her lungs means she has a purpose over her life. I pray you comfort her. I pray with whatever the enemy has tried to steal from her, you would restore to her many times over, that she would walk with a new sense of your promise, of your purpose for her life. Comfort her grieving heart, Lord Jesus. And I do pray that she would, as the way that she lives in faith, would make that enemy sorry he ever messed with her. God bless her, bless her family, and bless her days. Lord, we thank you for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Absolutely. And I'm looking at these books, and I'm going to find you what I have left in my stack. I don't like, Lynn, so I'm going to, I mean, not that I don't like, but not for you. I just feel like there's something else for you on my shelf. So I'm going to look after the show, and you're going to get a book, okay? Make sure you give Grace your address, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. God bless you, hon.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Bye-bye. Okay, we've got TJ checking in from Madison. Hey, TJ, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So honored to have you call on the show today. Do you have a song or a verse for us?
I have both.
Good.
They seem like they don't go together, but in my mind they do.
All right.
So I got Matthew West's Grace Wins.
Great song.
And I've been a Christian for 30 years, and for much of it, I still was striving to be perfect. And about 5-10 years ago, I come to realize that, you know, it's the grace. You know, I can't be perfect enough, and it's, you know, that's why Jesus died, to give us grace. So it's just
life-changing.
A relief. Yeah, it was a relief to learn that, so I didn't have to continue to beat myself up. And recently I've been reading 119. It's like the long psalm that talks about his laws and his decrees and his statutes. You know, and in the past I read that as, you know, kind of a burdensome psalm. You know, God's laws and his rules, and I didn't really understand it. But now I see the freedom twofold. One is as I'm free from condemnation, the weight's lifted so I can seek to please him. It seems like it's easier to please him when I'm not feeling condemned.
Definitely.
If that makes any sense.
100%, yes. Mm.
And then the other side of it is, it talks about them being eternal and everlasting, and his truth being everlasting. And today, it seems like everybody does what they want and what they think is right in their own mind. And to be able to stand on, hey, you know, this is pleasing to God. This is what God wants from us. And I'm free to live it without feeling condemned. You know, I guess that's how I see them go together.
You know, TJ, I'm wondering how many Christians are going to get to heaven and think, you know, I was saved, but I wasn't free. And to get to a place where you can say, you know, I can rest in the grace of God. And so the rest of my life can be lived in response to his love and not reaction to everybody else's ought to's and should do's. And even our own stuff that we put on ourselves. To me, that's where fruit really starts to happen, because it's this precious response to God's love and not a reaction to how high we can jump, you know?
Yep, exactly.
Mm. So good. So this is the book I found for you. Not everybody's ready for this, but you sound like you are. Brant Hansen's book, Unoffendable, How Just One Change Can Make All of Life Better. He just came into an understanding of grace himself and then just talks about how to navigate this culture, holding on to the truth that God gives us without being so hyped up about making sure everybody else believes the right way. It's a great book. I hope you enjoy it.
Sure. Yeah, sounds good.
Good. Thanks. God bless you, sir. Thanks for calling.
Yep, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, we've got Louisa, is that right?
Hi.
Did I say your name right?
Yes, it is Louisa.
What a beautiful name. Thanks for calling today.
Yeah, I had two verses.
Okay.
The first one is in Psalms, and I'm not exactly sure where, but it says, I can run through a troop and leap over a wall by my God. And, you know, the idea that...
I think that's Psalm 18.
That seems impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I
mm-hmm.
think you're right. Something that seems impossible to us, we forget that it is by our God that we do it.
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so many different things in life that that way. And the other one that goes along with it is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And when I'm going through my day and or something is bothering me, you know, a worry or whatever, I can remember those verses, you know, and just that I can do this. It is through Christ's strength, you know.
Indeed. Through Christ's strength, you know. That's so cute. You know, there's a part of Psalm 18 that says, You give me your shield of victory, your right hand sustains me, you stoop down to make me great. That is such a picture, mm-hmm. isn't it? That he lifts us up, he establishes mm-hmm. us all through his strength. And he trains us for battle.
Yeah.
It is so amazing. So the one I grabbed for you mm-hmm. that I think you'll find so interesting is Why God Calls Us to Dangerous Places by Kate McCord. That's not even her real name, but how God called this sweet little American woman to go minister to Muslim women. And her stories of adventure and conviction, I think, will bless you. And I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling. God bless you. Wow. Okay. So that's probably going to have to be our last call. I got an email that I got to share with you here real quick before we pray. This dear girl says, I can't call in, but I wanted to share a verse in a song. The verse is Jeremiah 24:7. Listen to this verse. I think it's for you today. I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with all of their heart. I'm in a season of praying for my husband's salvation, and this is God's promise to me that he will give my husband a heart for him. I'm expectantly waiting for the day when Jesus grabs hold of his heart. That song I've been rejoicing to is When Love Broke Through by Toby Mac. Thank you for that. We're going to get you a book. Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. And in just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's show up on our website at myfaithradio.com. I'm looking forward to next month's addition to Songs and Verses. We might have to do it 2 hours. Like Matt says, Matt usually ends up being right, but we don't like to tell him that. It'll go to his head. Meet you back here next time.